Thank you for holding. This is Erica. I do understand you need a fraud specialist. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking to today?
Harlan Pearson.
I'm sorry?
Harlan Pearson.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I do very much appreciate that. How can I help you today, sir?
I've got money taken out of my account that you're responsible for that I did not authorize.
All right, sir. I am so sorry about that. Could I please have your could I have your shipping address, please?
23350 University Avenue, Extension, Northwest, St. Francis, Minnesota, 55070.
Thank you, sir. I do very much appreciate that. Excuse me. And could you please verify your email address?
Harlan harlan.pearson@gmail.com.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. Let's see here. I do have your account pulled up, and I do see that there was an order for our meal planning package. It does help you plan your meals out for health reasons and things of that nature. And you said you didn't make this charge of $39.85, sir?
No.
All right. Let's see here. Because I do see that everything matches. Okay. Okay, let me see what I can do for you, sir. All right, sir, and it looks like this happened yesterday the day before yesterday on the 6th. Let's see here. I'm so sorry. I'm just having a little bit of trouble here. Okay, there we go. Okay, and is there anybody in your household that could have done this or made this purchase?
No, I'm up here myself.
Okay, let's see here. And like I said, nobody could have done it. Or did you happen to enter a contest or anything?
What, buy online?
Mm-hmm.
On telephone?
Mm-hmm.
There was no charge for that.
Okay, sir. So, well, what I can do is I can give you a 75% refund on these charges.
This is fraudulent. I'm going to report you.
All right, sir. Well, I will be more than happy to give you a full refund. Just bear with me. Yes, sir. And have you disputed these charges with your bank?
I'm about to.
Okay, but you have not. Is that correct?
Not as yet, no.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir. I do have that $39.85 refunded to you. That should be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Excuse me. Okay. And I do have the account canceled, stopping any further charges effective immediately. And I do have the cancellation confirmation number for your records if you would like to take that down.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Go on.
The number 9.
Go on.
The number 1, the number 9, the number 2, the number 5, the number 9, the number 6, and the number 0.
Very good. Now, who am I talking with?
My name is Erica.
And who do you represent?
I work for a customer service call center that offers customer service to about 400 different companies. This was for a
what
meal
company,
plan.
What company tried to defraud me?
This was a meal plan that was signed up for with an iPhone contest entry. It's called Meal Balance.
Spell that, please.
M-E-A-L-B-A-L-A-N-C-E.
E-A-L-B-L-M-C.
M is in Mike, E is in Echo, A is in Alpha, L is in Lima, B is in Bravo, A is in Alpha, L is in Lima, A is in Alpha, N is in November, C is in Charlie, E is in Echo.
And you support fraudulent companies like this? Is that your business?
No, sir. I try to give you great customer service. And I have refunded you, and I have canceled your account.
Why does it take 3 to 5 days? I want that money today.
Well, sir, you would have to talk to your financial institution about that, because I have refunded you. It depends on your financial institution.
Did you do this electronically?
Yes, sir, I did. So if you have any further questions about the refund, you would have to contact your financial institution. I'm sorry for any inconvenience.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've never seen such a scam in my life.
I'm sorry,
thank
sir.
You very
yes, sir, you have a wonderful day.
It's a scam. You shouldn't be doing this. And if I had any way of doing anything, I'd stop this if I knew how to do it. But all I can do is report it, which I shall. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.